B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody, for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. 8-20-20-20. Also National Radio Day.
Yes, where we celebrate our wonderful careers.
I posted on my Instagram, at Mani Radio Loren, all the radio stations I worked at. I've been in morning radio for 22 years.
Crazy, dude.
I know.
You're old.
And I don't feel that old. That's what's so crazy about it.
I know. I'm just
My first gig was in Little Rock, Arkansas, March 1998 at a station called K-Hits 106.3, and the slogan was 106.3 K-Hits means today's best music. Now give me my money. That was like our slogan.
Give me my money.
Yep. And then I worked at 93.7 KRQ in Tucson. 107.9 The End in Sacramento, Q107.5 in Memphis, and then KISS 95.1. So I went literally across the country. And say hi to Baby Jax, by the way.
I know, sorry. He's going to town over here.
Oh, good. But anyway, it's been a long, fun ride, and I've been fortunate enough to do morning radio, the thing that I love.
For a good
for
bit
22
of it, right?
years,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You know?
You started in morning radio, which is pretty rare.
Yeah. I mean, I did a night job. I did like overnights. And yeah. Then a guy I know from New York City went to Little Rock to do mornings.
Yeah.
And his producer didn't want to go. And I'm like, I'll go. Not only am I going to go, dude, I'm going to get out of the producing thing because I really want to be in front of the mic.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to be a stunt guy. Yeah. I wanted to be a host. And honestly, I want to be in a co-host position like I am with you guys, where we just bounce things off of each other.
Yeah, it's friends talking, having a good time.
Right.
It's fun that way.
Yeah, I didn't try. This is, I guess, my second.
And a little more about me.
That's about right.
This is only my second market travel, but I've worked for, this would be my, see, I was on the air on a country radio station. I did one on the air on an AC station. I went on the air on a top 40 station, and then I did some board hopping work for like some two news talks. So
okay,
but this would only be my second. But I've been, but then you know when you look at it, I got into radio in 2000, like late 2009, 2010. It's been 10 years. That's gone by in a blink of an eye.
That is a long time.
That's gone. I mean, 10 years have just blown by. But it's so funny because I think about like. The music and how it's played a role in radio in my life, right? And I can say confidently right now, music is not a big part of my life because we do a show, we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first got into radio and I was doing overnights, man, I felt the music. I loved it. I knew every song. I knew every lyric. It was Enrique Iglesias. I Like It was jamming that. Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
And that's why I love Enrique so much. It takes you back.
And producer Nicole loves that, by the way.
Yeah, she's all in.
She loves the music. And I honestly love working, even though I'm 45 years old, I love working at a top 40 station with new music.
Yeah.
Because I could easily go work at a station where music that I played back in 1998 is still on, you know, they're mm-hmm. playing it now. Mm-hmm. But that's boring to me.
Sure.
Like the fact that we played the new Miley last week is awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I can't tell you right now what's the biggest song. And I'm working on the hit music station.
Yeah. Well, it changes so much. It has to do with people that are listening to radio and then the downloads. And, you know, there's so many different charts. So you should just be the Billboard chart.
I think Postmoan Circles or no. Is that?
I think that's out now.
Yeah, that's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Justin Bieber Intentions. Is that it?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars might be up there. But radio's fun, man. It's always been a cool thing for me because I always grew up in New York wondering what these people looked like. And, like, I thought they were so cool, these DJs, morning and night, whenever.
Yeah, and we're not.
No, we're not cool at all. And
speak for yourself.
Yeah, Loren's cool. I'm kind of cool. And then there's Roy.
Right.
Who drives a crappy, broken down Ford Taurus.
Because we don't make as much money as you think we do. I can assure you, I wish life was different.
That is true. But I will say, sometimes I look and I'm like, geez, I get paid this to do this? That's pretty nice.
100%. We get paid to make people giggle, so.
But my point is that I always think that it's cool to know, especially in New York City where it's 24/7, that somebody's awake with you and somebody else is working no matter what you're doing. And that was always turning to the radio. You know, yeah. Like Larry King used to do nights in New York City. Yeah. Overnights, I want to say.
Yeah, overnights was so interesting. It was so because you could see the switch, right? There was the drunk calls between midnight and 2:30, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., right? And then it'd be dead. And then around 4, 4:30, you'd start getting the calls picking up for the morning show.
Yeah.
And then it was just so fascinating that I got to see two cycles. You know, the late night crowd of people hammered, and I'd do phoners and bits for that. And then I would start prepping everyone for the morning show starting at like 4:30, 4.
Yeah. And we've done some, and I've done some fun giveaways along the way and stuff. Like I gave away a car. We gave away
Live in it to win it.
We did that here, but I gave away. I guess we've given away a bunch of cars. We did Get a Life contest where we gave away a house, a car,
that's fun.
Like a gym membership. That was in Sacramento. It was called Get a Life.
We did that too. That was probably one of the funnest things I got to be part of. But it was Big Brother style. How'd you do it? Like we had cameras in an apartment and you had to live in the apartment.
I think that was the idea, but I think we just ended up giving the person who qualified the life.
Okay.
And by the way, it turned out to be like a 1 year lease on an apartment.
Same.
A lease on a car.
Yeah,
you
same.
Know.
Hey, it's still a baller year.
You got the, I think you ultimately got the groceries for free, but I think even the furniture was leased. I think everything was leased.
Right. And then the other thing too is that like, you could also take the cash equivalent to the prize, they would tell you.
Yeah.
Well, really? Maybe it was a California thing.
Yeah.
Because somebody won a car and then wanted the cash.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Yeah. They were like, we'll just take the cash equivalent. And we're like, oh, okay. And then our promotions person was like, we'll discuss that later. Congratulations. Like, you won the car. Yay. And everybody, like, walked home. We did a car giveaway live. And then we found out that, like, they had done the research. And that you, like, according to rules, based on game shows, because they all film in L.A.,
yeah,
that you can just take the cash equivalent. It was a California law.
You know, we had an apartment that you would get for, like, a year, and we had, like, seven people living in it. And we found a group of characters. Weirdly enough, we hired, like, three people from it.
That's funny. Like, stunt. It was your audition.
Yeah, we ended up hiring three people from it because they were so interesting. But and it was a chore because it was maybe lasted 2 weeks, but you had to have staff members there 24 hours a day watching them. Even while they slept, you had to have someone making sure that nobody was sleeping with each other. Nobody was, you know, there was no crime.
You take all the fun out of it.
I know. So I would, like, do my night show. I'd get off at midnight. Then I'd go sit at that house from, like, midnight to 4 a.m. And then somebody else would come relieve me, you know. And it sucked because I wanted to be part of the morning part, you know, where they were doing fun challenges. Because when the morning show got there to watch them, everybody was awake. When it was my turn to watch them, nobody was doing anything. Pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. We always gave away money. We gave away jet skis 1 year.
We did something called the Social Security game, and I wish we could bring it back. But it was little money. Like we'd call out two numbers, and if they're in any order of your Social Security.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
When you get $50 and then you could go double or nothing. And so we'll give you a third. And if that third's in your Social Security, you would then double that money or walk away with none. And that was huge. You know how many people loved the Social Security game? And it was just $50.
Did they, did a lot of people continue to roll or would they just walk?
A lot of people would go double or nothing. And the thing about it is what you learn with the Social Security game is that there are numbers that are, there's sets of numbers that are typically in your region that everyone has.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's numbers that if they're from a different region that they'll have. And so if you want them to lose, then you pick a number that's from a different region.
So, like, if you were born in Pennsylvania,
you have different numbers.
What's your number?
What?
Like, what's your number start? Like, mine starts with a one. I was New Jersey.
Oh, mine's a two.
Right.
I was like, I'm not.
What's yours?
Mine starts with two.
And then?
Three.
Wait, yours starts with two as well?
I mean, it keeps it going, and then.
And you give it out on the air. Everybody already has it anyway.
But it was interesting. My PD was explaining that when they do the double or nothing, they can kind of stagger it because they know what, like, there's, it's more likely, and it's all a gamble because the numbers are random, but there's a higher chance that they'll go bankrupt if they go double or nothing.
But the thing is, you have to trust that they're being honest.
No, yeah.
In
right?
The moment.
Yeah, in the moment. I mean, when they come pick up the prize, we'll know then, because you got to give yourself.
Right. Security. So if someone said yes and they won, you just moved on to the next contest. But then, what if people lied and then you realized that you had money left over because they didn't?
Well, we didn't announce an end date. We kept going until it was done. So we would do it all like for 2 months in the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's not like, hey, next week's the final week. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We keep going, and then it would just kind of go away.
Yeah, we got you.
You know, but that was something really cool because that was like weird. It was like if you were born, you could win. And we would go out and we had a tour bus. Our radio station had a flipping tour bus.
That's so cool.
And we'd show up and people would be like, I want to win. Because everyone has a social security number.
Shaking the bus.
Oh, they were so excited. Everywhere you went, everybody's like, I want to win. Give me the money.
I like that. I also like the Fugitive was a good one. We did that here. Did we do that with you guys, or was that the first? That was the other rendition.
I think it was the first one.
Yeah.
But Tanner just did it.
Yeah, I know. He did. We would have done it better, though.
Have you ever done a contest on the air that you had no clue what the hell it was?
I'm pretty sure.
We did something where it was like a speedway, and they didn't call the studio line. They called some other line, and there was a computer in the room, and there was these numbers, and they had to guess what the numbers are, but the numbers constantly changed. And so I didn't know what the hell the computer was. But you punched the numbers in on the code on the phone, and you were trying to, on the phone, hit the numbers. And then if they hit it, it got through to the studio. It was the weirdest contest.
That is weird.
I lost you 10 sentences ago.
When I tell you no one ever won on my night show, and I'm so glad they never did, because I wouldn't even know what the hell they did to win.
I'm trying to think, like, the other thing that's funny about radio too is like the stunts that we did on the morning show, and we did a lot of funny stunts on our show back when we had intern Napoleon, and then we had like our other favorite stunt kid was Casey. What's his name? The kid. What do we call him?
Napoleon.
No, Napoleon, and then the other kid, not Casey.
Preppy?
No, the kid that went and did radio, and he's been fired everywhere he went.
Oh, Anthony with an eye.
Anthony with an eye.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, I keep thinking Casey.
Nice. That's not nice, but that's the business.
I know.
Well, Anthony with an eye's issue is he argued with every single person, every station that hired him.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hey, dude, I'm here for a week, and so far I hate it, and I just told the PD that he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'm like, what? You've been there for a week.
Yeah, maybe you don't know everything.
Yeah.
But the problem is maybe he came here and he saw our egos.
Yeah. Anthony with an eye was good. Napoleon, I always remember when Napoleon was he was in the bathroom to make money and giving out little candies. Remember?
Yeah, we had to dig in popcorn in his pants.
Oh, the popcorn machine!
Yeah,
it was National Popcorn Day, and we put the popcorn machine in his pants, and you had to plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was standing by the elevator, and he asked people if they wanted popcorn, and if they said yes, he turned it on, and it shot out of his crotch.
Yep.
But we had to be careful that the butter didn't burn his crotch.
Yep.
We had one guy when we were in Sacramento, his name was Stromboli, and, President Bush was coming to Sacramento, and, we were like, hey, let's see how close you can get to the Secret Service without, and then telling you to get back.
It's fun. Okay.
Sounds like a lawsuit now.
It wasn't fun, dude. The FBI called our work, and our general manager was the nicest guy. And he's like, hey, I don't know what's going on here. Do you know anything about this? And we're like, yeah, we're just talking about it. And, you know, but it's just boring to say President Bush is coming. So our idea was like, hey, Stromboli, see, you know, how serious the Secret Service is. Let's show people that they don't mess around. And they came and they questioned him in a dark room, and they wanted to know if he had anything against the president.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great for radio. You can talk about that.
But he was petrified, dude.
I bet. I never really did a lot of stunts on the night show. I got shot with a paintball gun once.
Yeah.
But we were more
we went through a wall here. That was pretty amazing.
Here we done stunts. I was never a big fan of executing stunts because when I did have to do them, we were so low budget and bare bones with the night show. I had to like find people when I first got there that was in the building, record all the stunts, and then air it in the evening because everyone left for the day. And so it was like just a big pain in the ass, which I did, you know, a few of them. But
Little Rock for us was fun because it was kind of like we had just gotten there and the owner gave us a ton of money to give away and he had no rules. So we were like, hey, we're a bunch of Yankees who just moved down to the South and we're loving Little Rock. We love the city. But like, is it true about the cousins kissing thing? Can we find cousins to come up here and kiss in front of us? And this guy and girl came up in this big brown Chevy Cadillac. And they came in. We found out they were brother and sister.
Oh.
And they kissed for us for $100.
Oh, my God.
In the studio.
Made out, Loren,
in the studio. And, like, we ended up becoming friendly with them. The one guy knew how to fix cars, so we thought he was handy. His name was Pine Bluff Jimmy. And, yeah, Pine Bluff Jimmy.
What?
His name was Pine Bluff was a town, so his name was Pine Bluff Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
And he would call in a lot, and he did characters. And like, I remember, like, he would call in, and he would say some crazy stuff. And then I remember Lucas, my host that I was working with, was like, hey, dude, off the air. He's like, I got a problem with my car. He's like, hell yeah, man. I'll come look at it and, like, fixed it.
Yeah, you don't really have much, I don't want to say edgy radio stunts anymore, but the College Jackie O down in Australia is doing boyfriend or brother. And that's interesting.
Yeah.
Where you have to guess if it's the boyfriend or brother.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. There was a whole period where Fear Factor was the thing with radio.
Yeah.
We gave away tickets to NSYNC, and we called the contest NSYNC. And we put four contestants in a porta-potty and then just put different gross stuff in the porta-potty. And whoever survived the stink and the gross stuff last won the tickets. And, like, three of the people came out, you know, within the show. And then, like, finally the last one, like, we put a dead fish in there. You know, and like put gas. I don't know. It was ridiculous, y'all. It was a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah. Now we don't do it. Now we just talk to you, make you laugh.
Yeah. And
you,
but
although now you go on TikTok and people are doing it on TikTok, doing all the challenges.
Yeah, but you have to have.
But we would have to do it now. It's not like we could have people come in and do it.
And you have to have the right people to be like the stunt kid. Like Napoleon was funny.
Right.
It worked for him to go out and do funny stuff. Same thing with Anthony with an Eye. Anthony with an Eye was a different type of stunt person than Napoleon. Anthony with an Eye was like, put sugar down my pants and let a bunch of ants go.
Napoleon had a really good delivery.
Yeah, he is funny.
I'm super clean because I...
I clean.
Yeah, his delivery on it was awesome.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else we made Napoleon do. So many funny things. Anyway, it is National Radio Day, so... If we're your favorite radio show and there's other radio shows that you like, just think about them today send them flowers. I don't know. I don't know. Why is there National Radio Day? What the hell are we supposed to tell people to do?
No, you don't do anything. And I don't. One of the stupid holidays that only we talk about, nobody else does. So, I don't think, you know, National Accountant Day is sweeping the nation. You know,
no. Accountants everywhere aren't posting pictures of their. Spreadsheets.
Yeah.
So
no one gives two shit.
Love you guys.
All right, bye everybody. Bye the band.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.